passion. You are going to listen to four people talking about their eating habits. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Speaker 1.
Of course, it would be best if individuals took and kept control of their weight rather than opting for cosmetic surgery, but life is not always so simple. Although there is now much greater publicity and awareness of the need for a healthy, balanced diet with reduced fat, sugar and salt, and regular exercise, there are many pressures that obstruct the healthy alternative. Long working hours dictate that for too many people, evenings after work involve hours in front of the television. I myself spend too many evenings on my own, tucking into a ready meal, too many of which are high in salt and trans fats. The relative cheapness and convenience of ready meals mean that they are often preferred to well-balanced meals, including fresh vegetables, fruit, carbohydrates, and protein.
Speaker 2.
I love to spend my lunch breaks at the Amazon Cafe. I've only recently started to appreciate the place. It got a new owner a few months ago. The old Amazon Cafe was a dreadful place. It was outrageous what they did with the food. The new owner changed the menu twice. She told me once she wanted interesting things on the menu because she loved having people appreciate fresh, not just healthy food that tastes fantastic. My favorite are the energy bowls, available as a side order for $3.99 or as a main course for $6.99. The varieties include a bowl of black beans, two cheeses, organic, brown rice, tomatoes, and salsa. There's also a variety of salads, paninis and wraps, smoothies, available in classic, skinny, and supercharged options, protein shakes and warm drinks, which are all made fresh to order.
Speaker 3.
I'm very much concerned at the moment about what I feed my baby. Little Simon's just a few months in this world and he's already turned my life upside down. Recently, I started giving him solid food, but I distrust all those baby food producers, you know. So I tried to make my own baby food for him. I read an article by a professor of food science who suggested serving fish to babies when they start solid foods. Eating fish will provide babies with those precious omega-3 essential fats that promote a healthy brain and heart. In addition to that, I make my own homemade purees. Simon's favorite flavor at the moment is pureed carrot, but he's already tried parsnip, mashed banana, and avocado. Mashed sweet potato, salmon, and broccoli together make a delicious and highly nutritious treat. I just blend it down using milk or water to give it the right texture.
Speaker 4.
I must admit, I really love fast food. I probably eat in some fast food restaurant every other day. One of my favorite places is Arby's. You can never go wrong with the large sandwich, which used to be called the Big Montana, all smothered in Arby's relish and horseradish sauce. I also love Carl's Jr. They've the best burgers in town. I usually get the Superstar, which has two patties, and then have them throw an extra patty on that thing for added fun. Also, don't forget about the Bacon Western Double Cheeseburger Classic. This actually pulled me back to the meaty side after 5 years of not eating red meat in college. Yesterday I had dinner at Rubio's. They have the best fish tacos outside of San Diego. And believe it or not, they actually have some good salads with leafy green things in them and an awesome spicy chipotle sauce.
Speaker 1.
Of course, it would be best if individuals took and kept control of their weight rather than opting for cosmetic surgery, but life is not always so simple. Although there is now much greater publicity and awareness of the need for a healthy, balanced diet with reduced fat, sugar and salt, and regular exercise, there are many pressures that obstruct the healthy alternative. Long working hours dictate that for too many people, evenings after work involve hours in front of the television. I myself spend too many evenings on my own, tucking into a ready meal, too many of which are high in salt and trans fats. The relative cheapness and convenience of ready meals mean that they are often preferred to well-balanced meals, including fresh vegetables, fruit, carbohydrates, and protein.
Speaker 2.
I love to spend my lunch breaks at the Amazon Cafe. I've only recently started to appreciate the place. It got a new owner a few months ago. The old Amazon Cafe was a dreadful place. It was outrageous what they did with the food. The new owner changed the menu twice. She told me once she wanted interesting things on the menu because she loved having people appreciate fresh, not just healthy food that tastes fantastic. My favorite are the energy bowls. Available as a side order for $3.99 or as a main course for $6.99. The varieties include a bowl of black beans, two cheeses, organic, brown rice, tomatoes, and salsa. There's also a variety of salads, paninis and wraps, smoothies, available in classic, skinny, and supercharged options, protein shakes and warm drinks, which are all made fresh to order.
Speaker 3.
I'm very much concerned at the moment about what I feed my baby. Little Simon's just a few months in this world and he's already turned my life upside down. Recently, I started giving him solid food, but I distrust all those baby food producers, you know. So I tried to make my own baby food for him. I read an article by a professor of food science who suggested serving fish to babies when they start solid foods. Eating fish will provide babies with those precious omega-3 essential fats that promote a healthy brain and heart. In addition to that, I make my own homemade purees. Simon's favorite flavor at the moment is pureed carrot, but he's already tried parsnip, mashed banana, and avocado. Mashed sweet potatoes, salmon, and broccoli together make a delicious and highly nutritious treat. I just blend it down using milk or water to give it the right texture.
Speaker 4.
I must admit, I really love fast food. I probably eat in some fast food restaurant every other day. One of my favorite places is Arby's. You can never go wrong with the large sandwich, which used to be called the Big Montana, all smothered in Arby's relish and horseradish sauce. I also love Carl's Jr. They've the best burgers in town. I usually get the Superstar, which has two patties, and then have them throw an extra patty on that thing for added fun. Also, don't forget about the Bacon Western Double Cheeseburger Classic. This actually pulled me back to the meaty side after 5 years of not eating red meat in college. Yesterday, I had dinner at Rubio's. They have the best fish tacos outside of San Diego, and believe it or not, they actually have some good salads with leafy green things in them, and an awesome spicy chipotle sauce.